Welcome back to the 12 Days of Human Design series. So this is day one, and we are looking at my son Samuel in this episode. Samuel just turned 28 this year, and he is one of the manifesting generators in our family. So just as a reminder, there are 8 manifesting generators and 3 generators in my family at the time of this recording. We are waiting on another baby, a 4th grandchild for Pete and I will be unpacking that design with you as well as the last episode in this series. So what I really want you to understand is that this series is so that you can look at your design and go, oh, wow, it's so much more than my type. Have your own chart handy as we go through this episode so that you can relate what I'm covering here to your own life. You may even have the charts of people in your world handy in front of you, you know, your kids, your partner, so that you can really see how this plays out in your own life, because some of the energies, chances are some of the energies will be similar to someone in your life. If you don't yet have your human design chart, just pause this episode and go to my website. It's vickidixon.com. It's linked in the show notes to download it for free. I know you may be walking or driving, and that's cool. You can always come back later and do that on the site and then re-listen to some of these episodes, especially once you find out your type, because there are episodes specific to type that will get you started. Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in. Okay, Samuel. Samuel is a 3-5 emotional manifesting generator. He is the baby of the family, and you have no idea how much I wish I'd known this when he was a kid. Sam is deeply emotional, and it definitely comes in waves. If I had understood human design back then, I could have helped him to process his emotions so much better. And my hope is that this episode will help you or your child or someone else in your life to be able to look at how they're defined emotionally and how that plays out in their life. You know, with Samuel, even when I went into nutrition school, because I have a background in holistic nutrition, I learned so much about food. And I thought, oh, I wish I'd known that when he was little, because it would have helped so much with this emotional stuff. But you know what? The big deal would have been to understand his human design. So I'm not going to cover the basics of being a manifesting generator and what that entails in this episode. If you want to do a deep dive into the Mani Gen type, go back and listen to episode 4 of the Unjaded podcast. That's going to be linked in the show notes for you, and it goes through all of the basics that you need to know about what being a manifesting generator means. I'm going to go deeper into the nuances in each of these episodes in the series. So we're going to start with Samuel's emotional solar plexus. And just a reminder for you, or maybe this is your first time hearing it, the emotional solar plexus in your human design body graph is the large triangle on the right-hand side near the bottom of your chart. His chart is in the show notes for you. If you're looking at your own chart and your emotional solar plexus is colored in, most often it's going to be a light brown color. If it's colored in, that means that it's defined. So you are automatically an emotional authority. This means that you take time with your decisions, that there's no truth in the now for you. It means a lot of things, but that's a couple of things that it means. About half of the population has this center defined, and about half has it undefined. If it's undefined in your chart, it will be white or not colored in. So it's really important to understand with the defined emotional solar plexus that that will be your, what I call your decision-making superpower in your human design. And what that means is that you have to take time with your decisions. There's no truth in the moment for you. So even though as a manifesting generator or a generator, Samuel's a manifesting generator, you'll have that sacral hit. You'll have that you know, you will feel yourself drawn to something. You still got to wait it out. And in my episode, I will talk a little bit more about how this plays out. So emotions come in waves when the center is defined for you. Depending on what channels you have defined will dictate what type of emotional wave you have. Now for Samuel, he's deeply emotional with 2 full waves and 1 hanging gate. A hanging gate is when one side is defined and you see on your chart, it's like kind of like a little hook hanging. It's like it's not connected to the other side. That's a hanging gate. So look at your own chart or look at his chart in the show notes if you don't have a defined emotional solar plexus to see these channels. Because remember, a channel will connect 2 defined centers. So Samuel has the 35-36 channel that joins his emotional solar plexus to his throat center. And he also has the 3740 that joins his will center to his emotional solar plexus. There are only two people in my family at the time of this recording who have a defined will center, and that's my son-in-law Matthew and my son Samuel. So gate 22 is a hanging gate for Samuel. Gate 22 is grace. It's also deep melancholy. It's an acoustic gate, the gate of the left ear. It's said that with gate 22 or with the entire channel 1222, your mood sets the tone for the room. With this gate defined, you really need to be in the mood to do things. And if you're not, you shouldn't do them. Now that could be said for all of us, but with this gate 22, there can be a really heavy energy in it, a melancholy, right? And I've seen this in Samuel. My son-in-law, Matt, has this as well. And holy cow, yes, his mood sets the tone for the room. Now, Sam and I haven't talked human design before, but I wonder how aware he is of this energy in his design, because I can feel it in him, and I could feel it in when he was little, but I didn't have language for it. Understanding this would have helped us all to give him a little more space when he was feeling moody. And it's not that he walks around being a moody person at all. It's just there is this little bit of moodiness there. And sometimes what happened when he was a kid is that it would be expressed as anger because he didn't have the capacity to hold this melancholy. You know, there's a lot of conditioning around not being melancholy or not expressing sad feelings. So especially for kids, right? I shouldn't say that, especially for kids. I mean, it happens to me all the time where people want you to appear happy, right? And it's not that you're not happy if you have this gate or this channel defined. It's just that there's a certain degree of deep emotion there. You're meant to be emotional. So channel 3740 is a tribal wave in Samuel's design that's triggered by a need not being met. This is something that you really want to understand if you are emotionally defined, is that each wave, so there's a collective wave, an individual wave, and a tribal wave, depending on which channels are defined for you. And each wave is kind of triggered, shall we say, by something different. You know, some waves are triggered by an expectation not being met. Some waves are triggered by the people you're with. Some waves are triggered by needs not being met. This particular 3740 tribal wave typically shows up as really fast anger. It's a sharp plummet into anger and then it's over. Like it's, you know, you're building towards this and then you blow up and then your mood starts to climb back up again on your wave. Channel 3536 is a collective wave, and that one's triggered by expectation or an expectation not being met. Typically, you have more time in neutral with the 3536 wave than with the tribal wave, but when you ratchet up or down, it's super high or super low. I have a collective wave as well in my design, and it is a ride and a half. We'll cover that when we're into my episode, and I think that's coming up towards the end of this series. I want to bring this together with other parts of his design because remember, human design is all about the nuances. And what I always find is that the chart layers upon itself. Yes, you will have conundrums in your chart. You will have places where there's a little bit of a rub, where there's something for you to learn, something for you to grow through. But we also have lots of places where the chart layers upon itself. And that's what I'm going to talk about now with Samuel. So Samuel is a manifesting generator, which means that he has a defined sacral. The sacral is life force and workforce energy. People with a defined sacral tend to have a lot of energy. He's a 3-5 profile. Third lines are experiential learners. They need to experience everything and are often told that they're making too many mistakes. And please know that I'm putting that in air quotes. If you are a third line profile, there is no such thing as a mistake. But the motto for a third line profile is go fast and break things. And that's also how manifesting generators usually operate. And I say usually because not all manifesting generators are the same, but it is kind of a common theme for us, right? We can be a little bit crazy multitasking and skipping steps, right? We skip steps as manifesting generators because we are here to speed up linear time. Then we add on this channel 3536 that Samuel has. This channel is Evel Knievel energy. It's all about having the experience or the adventure just for the sake of having it. Ra, the founder of human design, described this energy as all's well that ends. Doesn't matter how it ends, so it's not all's well that ends well. It just matters that you had the experience. And remember that that wave of his is going to crash when the experience doesn't meet his expectations, and it's going to be a hard crash, and then his highs are going to be really high. And I have that too. It's another channel, but I have that wave that's based on an expectation. It's not my favorite thing about my design, but it is the thing that's been the greatest gift in my design for sure. Understanding my emotional wave, because if you're a woman and you're listening to this podcast, what's interesting to know is that your hormone cycle will go with your wave. And what I've discovered anyway with myself and my clients is that your hormone cycle will follow your wave as well as your root pulse. If you have a root center that's defined, it pulses on and off energy-wise, and that will follow your wave as well. So it's like a big piece of the picture. You know, when we look at everything and we see how it all goes together, it's like no wonder there is a week of every month that you feel like you can't do anything and that you just want to sleep. No wonder there are times when you are flying high and you could just go, 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 go and do all of the things and you have all of this restless energy in you. That lives in this place in your design too. So I hope that's making sense for you. I got off track with Samuel, so I'm going to go back to it. So he also has gate 32 defined. Gate 32 is all about endurance. The shadow of this gate is a deep fear of failure. So if you have all or part of this channel, the 3254, that will be connecting your spleen, which is the triangle on the left, to your root center, which is the square at the bottom. It's another place in the design where a need for movement and physical activity lives. So look at all of these nuances, or think about all of these nuances in Samuel's design that I just described. I talked about him being a manifesting generator. I talked about him being a 3-5 profile. I talked about him having these two waves in his design, one of them being the Evel Knievel channel. And I talked about him having gate 32, which is part of a channel that requires a lot of physical activity. Picture this little boy, okay? He's 28, but he's still a little boy to me. Picture him in school trying to sit at a desk and learn strategically. Luckily, he does have a lot of strategy in his design. His variables point to strategic learning. We're not going to cover his variables here, but that might be a big part of the reason that he did well in school. Because we have this precious little boy with a ton of sacral energy, a manifesting generator designed to multitask, a third line profile that only learns through experience, the 3536 channel that lives for adventure, and gate 32 that requires a ton of physical activity. And we sit him at a desk for 6 hours a day. It makes no sense. Our school system makes no sense. And you're going to hear me say that a lot over these 12 episodes, because it breaks my heart, because I know that we can do better. And it's not that I'm like way against the establishment. It's just that I know that we can do better for our kids. So when you look at the nuances in your own child's human design, and you pick out all of the little pieces that you're like, oh, this is what they need. 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 And then you know you got to send them to school. It's like, ugh, ugh. So what I would love for you to hear in this episode is that there's nothing wrong with you if you can't sit still. And there's nothing wrong with your child if he or she can't sit still. There are so many nuances to every single design. And we're all conditioned to be the same. It doesn't serve us. It just doesn't serve us. It probably never did, but it certainly doesn't serve us now. So I want to unpack a couple of other things with you here. One is Samuel's 3-5 profile, because this is a really big deal. So we talked about his third line profile being an experiential learner. The fifth line profile is the heretic, the karmic mirror. This can be a hard one to live into because fifth line profiles have such a different way of looking at the world. They're the visionary leaders and they live in a projection field. People often project onto them, and they project onto them that like they're there to save them, that the people who are the fifth line profiles are there to save them somehow. And then they project onto others. It's just how it is. And it can be really uncomfortable. And oftentimes fifth line profiles feel like they don't fit in somehow. So that's something else to note and to understand in your own design or the design of someone that you love. As a karmic mirror, you'll often project what needs healing and you'll often be projected back upon. Samuel has one of the most beautiful channels in human design, channel 214, the Keeper of the Keys. It is said that every family needs a gate 14 and every workplace needs one. Gate 14 is possession in great measure. In the I Ching, it's seen as a wagon overflowing with gold coins. People with this gate defined will always have enough. They have a unique way of turning opportunities into gold for the betterment of the whole. It's contagious energy. That's why you want one in every family and one in every workplace, because it's contagious energy that affects the whole. This is my conscious earth, gate 14. It's the energy that grounds me, and I love this gate. Samuel is built for business. He's a born entrepreneur. And you know, this was evident from a very, very young age. He always had these big ideas of how to make money. He also has a defined will center, right? So that comes into it too. Again, the layers of the chart. I remember when he was about 8, he decided he'd collect scrap metal and turn it in. He actually made quite a bit of money this way for an 8-year-old, you know, like he would have me walking along the ditches on the side of the highway with the garbage bag, helping him pick up all manner of metal garbage. And then he'd have Pete they would go on Saturdays with the truck to the scrapyard and cash it in. He was a budding entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur for his entire life. And when I had my retail store, he was always helping me to be efficient with my funds. We'd go out yard sailing or thrift shopping, and I'd be looking at, you know, maybe a shelf to buy. And he'd stand there, maybe 8, 9 years old, and he'd say, "Mom, how much does a purse sell for?" And I'd tell him, and he'd say, "Okay, so how many purses do you need to sell to pay for that shelf?" It was so cool. So cool. And that's how his mind works. He's built for business. He has these left-facing variables. So he's very strategic. But there's tons of gifts. Like in every single chart, there are so many gifts. This isn't even the tip of the iceberg for Samuel. And I wish I could tell you all about him. I wish I could go, you know, do a 90-minute reading on his design with you, but then you would be bored to tears. So I just want to give you little pieces throughout this series so that you can kind of relate it to your own design and see how many interesting things there are in each design and really understand that you can't stop at just your human design type because there's so much bigger picture there. So when you're ready to dive in into the nuances of you, head on over to the website to book your reading. We'll spend, you know, 75 to 90 minutes together going into the depths of your design, having a conversation about how each aspect plays out in your life, where you've been conditioned away from yourself, and where you can step into your highest expression, because that's what really matters. Remember, life is going to kick you around. Stay unjaded. And listen in tomorrow for the next in the series. Tomorrow, we're going over Samuel's partner's chart. Actually, I can now say Samuel's fiance's chart because they got engaged last week. And we may even look a little bit at how their designs play together. So it's going to be a fun one. I'll see you then.